trigger warning. As much as the work we do together is for healing and wholeness, timing is also important. This episode deals with topics that may bring up strong feelings for you right now. Please see the show notes for specifics on what this episode covers. And if it's not right for you right now, please feel free to choose another episode. Welcome to Soul Awakening with Joy Troscott. The heart behind this podcast is to be a touchpoint for you when you need it most. Through each episode, we'll walk through specific areas which cover the many transitions of your life journey so that we can show up in this world with more ease, grace, and flow. This is a releasing episode. These episodes about releasing provide invaluable guidance for shedding the trauma signals and accumulated pain stemming from your family history and personal life journey. Through this process, you can find liberation from the burdens of the past and embark on a path towards healing and renewal. Now, let's begin.
So we can just think about ourselves resetting and coming back to a space that is truly aligned with who we are, right within our center, aligning into our inner compass, so that we can guide ourselves through this life journey and we can be sure and confident about what it is that we choose to bring in so that we can amplify our journey. That's truly what we want to be doing, thoughtfully, mindfully, lovingly, graciously. So today, what are we talking about? How long will you carry this? And we've got to say it in that exasperated voice, don't we? How long will you carry this? Arms flailing up at our hands, coming up to our ears. It's like, oh my gosh, we've got to ask ourselves that question. So go ahead, right there where you are. Just ask that of yourself and do all the exasperated signs and gestures and then just see how that feels and then be quiet for a moment and hear what comes in, what is answering you. And really, we have got to get to the point where we say no longer. I don't want to carry it anymore. But when we say that, we've got to create a sense of finality in us, a sense of certainty. Not only that we can, but that we deserve to let ourselves free of these burdens and these shackles and what we're holding on to. Oh, that becomes so wretchedly, wretchedly painful. That is the secret, my treasures. It's just every time the stuff comes up, you've just got to sit with it and agree that what you are feeling and sensing is not out of the blue. You're not ridiculous. You are certainly someone who is able to connect to a deep and profound feeling, which makes you a dear soul because you are also willing to feel so deeply into what it is that you are connecting into. So we've got two choices. We can either go just into the shutters down and just not feel and not care and deny, deflect, reject, distract. We can do all of the stuff, anesthetize ourselves and just blind ourselves with everything else around us. We can do that, or we can drop in and we can feel the content of what we are feeling right now and in the moment. And then ask ourselves, and now that I've been asking myself, what is this pain? Where does it come from? If you deepen down and keep deepening down, you will get to the place where it is just love. And when you get there, then there's no more games, no more playing, no more hardship. You go into it and you hold yourself inside of it. And then how do you go? How do you go from there? What is the next step from there? So this is where we really want to talk today. When you allow yourself to feel it, how do you manage from that point? let's just come now into the space a little bit. Let's settle it down for a moment and then let's bring the healing into it, because we're not here just to disrupt our emotional fields. We're here to clear and to bring healing, deep and profound healing into that place. So whatever you are feeling and whatever you are connecting into, and if you can come to that question, how long are you still going to hold on to this? If you can come to that question with a sense in your being that it's time for me to let this go. And in this moment, I'm willing to. So if that feels truthful to you right now, you can hold that space just for a little while, even with your heart fully open, fully experiencing, even with the pain and the heartache and the loss and the longing, even with all of that. Just let's settle in now for a few moments. So let's do this now. Bring into your awareness a moment when you felt this immense longing, connection, perhaps loss, pain, whatever it might be. Whatever has been activated in the last little while, just use that. And take great care of yourself in the moment where you are, in the place where you are. If you're feeling a little overwhelmed, just stop and allow this breath to come in and soothe yourself with a long, slow inhalation through the nostrils, count to five, and a gentle exhalation, count to five. You take care of you in the space where you are, just with your breath and with the ability to be very still right there where you are right now. And with your mind and with your heart, imagine that you can drop into the place where the wound is. And feel your willingness to go into that space. And know that you can only go there now because you have grown immensely in your being. Feel like you are calling in that part of you that is your very clear, emotionally mature being, the part of you that is pure light and pure love. Imagine this as the energy of the essence of who you are, your light being, the part that we go back to when we finish playing in the body. That aspect of us that is pure light, wisdom, and understanding, and connected in to all that is. Bring in that deep, strong, connected energy. And then drop it right through your body and anchor it into the ground, into the earth. Hold the space here. And then relax your tummy, relax your shoulders, and relax the skin on your beautiful face. Drop down, drop down, drop down. With every breath coming in, feel as if you are softening your belly, relaxing your back, and feeling the balance of your left and your right side of your being. Imagine around you a sacred pod, a chrysalis of light and love, and you are cocooned inside of it. You are safe, held, and adored in this space. Now call in your guides, angels, divine presence, the highest vibration of light and love that you could hold at this time. Bring that energy into you and feel the awakening and the quickening within your heart when you feel that connection. How long must I continue to hold this pain? And as you ask the question, just feel into your gut, into your enteric. And then ask your being, if I am to hold on to this for any longer, what is the value to me? So drop that question right down. What is the value to me? And search for all the ways that this might be of value to you, how it might serve you positively in an affirming way. And then ask your being, is it truly affirming? If I'm holding on to this, is it truly affirming for me? Is it of value for me? Does it add anything of worthiness to my life from this forward step onward? And listen deep down into your being. And then ask yourself the question, why have I been carrying this? Why have I been carrying this? Why have I been holding it for so long? Listen for the answer right there. Listen to the beginning of the sentence that says, because, and hear what else you hear after that. And then ask again, is this of worth to me? Now ask your being, could I give myself a worthy life experience? Could I give to me an experiencing life journey that is filled with flow and light and love and abundance, laughter, worthy of a life? Could I give this to me? Dropping even deeper. Does my happiness, my well-being, connect in any way to that sense of loss or pain? Is my happiness and well-being reliant upon me holding this pain? And settle your being down even deeper. Would it be okay for me to slide right through the center of this pain and drop into that deep space of self-worth, self-love? Could I know myself as pure essence in this deep, quiet, still place? While you hold this gentle space of your connectivity right now, open your heart. And think about how many people are having the same experience as you right now. We are all carrying immense codes and cords and imprints of pain, hardship, and suffering. We can only heal when we go into the deepest place of the connection to the feeling. If we can feel it, we can heal it. if you knew right now that what you have understood and suffered and known in this life journey has such immense value, and this is its value. It is the connecting point to immense healing in the quantum field. It goes beyond our own singular expression of being. And if you were willing just to be still for a little while and know that you've been carrying it all this time to this point because you had to know, you had to know how to dive deeply down, down, down into the very depths of that despair and then radiate your light. Open your heart and radiate a healing balm of light and love to all those who hold the same note as you. What a wonderful gift this is for us to give. Now sit quietly and imagine that this beautiful energy is being transmitted through you. And in the beautiful connection with all life, the energy that we send forth returns tenfold plus. Imagine that that which you radiated out to so many, many millions of beings comes back along an energy wave and reconnects with you. And if you knew how much love is coming back to you now, would you bring it into you? Would you allow this to come towards you? Or would you shut the door again? Could you just keep this door open for a little while and receive immense loving healing from the energy, this compassionate, grateful, gracious quantum energy? And so it moves like this. This glorious infinity, this infinity wave. The willingness to receive this back began with your willingness to amplify it from your place of knowing. It is the spark that you alone can ignite, and the moment you ignite it, and the moment you radiate it outward with wishes of wellness to all beings that know that same place, that energy comes back to you. Tenfold and more and more and more. And then there is one thing left to do, is just receive it. Would you receive this now? Would you let this bathe through you, wash through you? Would you allow yourself to receive this healing of gratitude? And then imagine that if you are willing to receive it back to you, then this energy can continue to move. But if we cannot receive it back, the energy stops. Stay as open and as clear, as willing, receiving, and amplifying the energy field through the gracious heart. Ask your being to be very, very still. Feel the breath coming in. Gentle sipping in of the flow of life force in through the nostrils, counting to five, then breathing out through the nostrils again to the count of five. Soothe your being and and we allow ourselves to experience this life in a whole and a new way. In the gentleness of where you are right now, bring your balance back to your beautiful being. Place your hands together at your heart. Thank your being for its willingness to go on a little journey of deep, profound inner healing. Let your mind and body receive the gifts that you've brought into it. And may all those who are also in the same energy reverberation, may they also receive the kindness that you have radiated from this loving heart. Without conditions, unconditional loving regard. So lovely.
Thank you for journeying with Soul Awakenings today. If this episode resonated with you and you'd like to share your experience with Joy, you will find all the links you need in the show notes. Also, please give the show a 5-star rating and leave a comment. You can also sign up to Joy's mailing list for additional resources and support. As always, it is an honor to walk this journey called life with you. Together, let's find the healing we need. To find the harmony our soul seeks. Remember who you are and be the gift. The world is waiting for you. Choose and choose well.